Coming up in the next hour on Morning Ireland, penalty points, new allegations from whistleblower Maurice McCabe, which the Garda Commissioner says she is taking very seriously and which are currently being investigated. Also, the yes and no campaigns in Scotland. Fran will be talking to the Labour leader and Taoiseach Joan Burton as Labour's thinking begins in Wexford. And a first night in Galway, Tom Murphy's new play is put on by Druid. That's all in the next 60 minutes.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Monday, September the 15th. This is RT Radio 1 and you're listening to Morning Ireland with Cathal McQuilla in Dublin and Fran McNulty here in Wexford Town.
The news headlines. The American Secretary of State John Kerry will meet foreign ministers from around the world at a conference in Paris today to discuss action to tackle the militant group Islamic State. Senior Garda management will meet the Garda whistleblower Sergeant Maurice McCabe today to discuss renewed allegations concerning the cancellation of penalty points. And a new report has found that an early discharge policy and better community rehabilitation could improve outcomes for stroke survivors and save money. The news in full from Brian Jennings.
The US Secretary of State John Kerry has said nearly 40 countries have offered to contribute to an international coalition to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Mr. Kerry said he was not asking any ally to commit troops. Speaking ahead of a conference in Paris today, Mr. Kerry said several Arab countries had offered to take part in airstrikes against the rebels, but any such action would be subject to approval from the Iraqi government.
We have countries in this region, countries outside of this region, in addition to the United States, all of whom are prepared to engage in military assistance, in actual strikes, if that is what it requires. And we also have a growing number of people who are prepared to do all the other things. People should not think about this just in terms of strikes. In fact, as some have pointed out, that alone is not going to resolve this challenge.
Senior Gardaí are expected to meet the Garda whistleblower Garda Sergeant Maurice McCabe today. The meeting follows renewed allegations relating to the cancellation of penalty points. Elaine Cure reports.
This afternoon's meeting at Garda headquarters follows more allegations from Sergeant McCabe detailing incidents where he says penalty points were incorrectly cancelled. The interim Garda Commissioner, Noreen O'Sullivan, yesterday said the new allegations are being investigated by senior management and the Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald, has referred them to the Garda Ombudsman Commission. It is understood the allegations relate to off-duty Gardaí falsely claiming they were driving Garda vehicles at the time the offence was detected, and that they also relate to incidents where motorists had penalty points cancelled on three or possibly four occasions. A number of changes to the fixed charge penalty system were introduced in June to provide for stronger oversight of the system, including the introduction of regular audits. An audit is currently being conducted by the Garda Professional Standards Unit, and it's understood that Sergeant McCabe will meet with them as well as other senior Gardaí today to discuss how the situation can be addressed.
Stroke survivors could benefit from better rehabilitation in the community rather than longer stays in hospital, according to a report by the ESRI and the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland. The report finds that 54% of stroke survivors could be discharged from hospital earlier each year. The move to care in the community would free up acute hospital beds and save between 2 and 7 million euro in health expenditure annually. On this programme, lead author of the report, Dr. May Van Ren, explain the benefits of patients being able to recover at home.
The people who have early supported discharge at home are much less likely to end up eventually going into long-term care, for instance, that they're likely to become much more independent in their daily lives. And the reason for this appears to be that if you have rehabilitation in the home setting, that is where you're going to be, and the rehabilitation is geared towards getting you up and running at home.
British Prime Minister David Cameron is due on the campaign trail in Scotland today in an attempt to convince voters to remain within the United Kingdom. With just 3 days of campaigning left, political leaders on both sides of the debate will be intensifying their efforts to win over undecided voters. First Minister Alex Salmond will be meeting business leaders to highlight the economic opportunities of a yes vote. The most recent opinion polls show Thursday's vote is too close to call. The Swedish Prime Minister has conceded defeat in the country's general election. Fredrik Reinfeldt has said he will step down as Prime Minister and as leader of a centre-right moderate party. The opposition Social Democrats are set to return to power, but without a clear majority. The funeral of Ian Paisley, the former DUP leader and First Minister of Northern Ireland, will take place today. He will be buried in County Down following a private funeral service at his family home in East Belfast. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman.
88-year-old Ian Paisley had been in ailing health for several months. He passed away last Friday with family members around his bedside at his home on Belfast Cypress Avenue. He founded the Free Presbyterian Church, and it has many churches in Northern Ireland, including Martyrs Memorial on Belfast Ravenhill Road, where he preached most Sundays for several years. But his funeral service will take place at his family home, and he will be buried afterwards in County Down. Broadcasting organisations will observe the Paisley family's request for privacy. Dr. Paisley was a former First Minister of Northern Ireland and the founder and former leader of the DUP. At Stormont this morning, normal business will be suspended as members pay tribute to him and then sign a book of condolence. Several books have been opened at local authority buildings in the north. It's expected there will be a memorial service before the end of the year where members of the public will be able to pay their respects to one of the most significant and controversial figures of recent Irish history. Tommy Gorman, RTÉ News, Belfast.
Online news in the Irish language will be available for the first time on the RTÉ.ie news website from this morning. National, international and regional news will be included on the website and on the RTÉ News Now app. The new service is being provided by Nuacht RTÉ and RTÉ Radio na Gaeltacht, the journalists in Ballinahowan and Castle Connemara. Also from today, all RTÉ radio news bulletins in the Irish language will be delivered from the studios of Radio na Gaeltacht in Castle. Now the time is coming up to 7 minutes past eight.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Continental Tyres. Premium tyres engineered in Germany for when braking really counts. Continental Tyres.
Mist and fog in many areas this morning, with the risk of some dense fog in places. But this will clear gradually ahead of a mainly dry day with sunny spells. However, a few isolated light showers may develop. Highest temperatures 16 to 20 degrees.